Welcome to the eve of Halloween. Since this Halloween has been one for the history books, I'm going to take you on a tour of Halloween past and Halloween present. This episode is a compilation of recordings I have taken on site over the past 6 years. If you're not into that, then you can go ahead and skip and come back tomorrow for our Halloween special. But I hope you'll join me, and I think that you'll discover some Halloween nostalgia on the way. All right, sit tight and let's journey into Halloween past. We've arrived at our first stop. In downtown Los Angeles, we are at Kinetic Theory, which is a circus school for children. And I attended their Voices in Your Head 10th Annual Halloween Circus Experience in 2015. And what I'm going to play for you is the introduction given by the owner. And the reason I'm going to play the introduction is because the owner describes how they put together this show and what Halloween means to her and her students. And that just really jives with who we are as artists and haunters and Halloween fans.
We welcome you, and we're really glad that you're here. Tonight we present also a very special show. This is our 10th Halloween show season that we've done at Kinetic Theory. And over the years, we've tried to get even more creative and add new and exciting things. And as our artists grow in their skills, so do their ideas and abilities. And we just really try to showcase that in our shows. So, you know, every year I think about what do I want to do? I start coming up with ideas for the show early on. I'm already thinking about next year. And this show has a special place in my heart because this is one of my favorite books. The Shining is one of my favorite books. And absolutely, hands down, one of my favorite films of all time. And I think most people who are into film would agree it's really one of the best films ever, I think. So we try to really combine elements from the novel, using the inspiration from Stephen King and taking elements from the movie. Of course, this is also a circus, so some of the things that we want to show have to be twisted and adjusted and flown through the air. So this is our interpretation of The Shining.
Now we're getting on the 5 and heading down to Long Beach. Of course, we're going to make a stop in at the Queen Mary. We've jumped ahead just a little bit to 2019. In 2019, the Queen Mary premiered a new maze called Rogue. And the story behind Rogue was, of course, a time-traveling maze. This maze tells the backstory of the ship's captain and what happened on the infamous night. Won't you walk with me through the maze? Let's go.
Thank you.
We are still at the Queen Mary, but we've jumped around a little bit in time. I'm not going to tell you when, because that might give away too much, but here's an interview with the fire dancer captain. And I love this interview because it really gets to the heart of the ecosystem that is generated by all of the Halloween events that we produce and how much of a family we all become.
My name is Burdetta Jackson, and I am the owner of The Nation, and I am the fire stage contractor here at Dark Harbor. And right now I have a crew of about 10 people. We have 7 people on stage a night, and we tell the story of voodoo here at Dark Harbor. Every year there's been like a different theme that's gone on with voodoo, and now the thing is voodoo is right outside of circus, and circus is like our biggest rivalry ever. So it's just kind of like fire and mayhem and trying to take whatever attention we can away from the big top stage, which is that little itty bitty thing over there. Dark Harbor is our home. Dark Harbor is amazing, and they do our makeup and our costuming for us. So we have a great team with them. And then the storyline itself I come up with, and then just sit down with my performers and say, what do you guys think? What do you want to do? And get their feedback, because it's all of our shows and we want something that all of us can be proud of. All of us just began as individual performers. I mean, we all have 9-to-5s that we have to do. We live the performer's life of, like, you know, having to pay the rent and then doing what we love on the side. But a lot of us work with like Insomniac events. Some of us work with Zen Arts events. And we all just kind of started out doing small gigs, and you just get to know people in the industry, and slowly and surely as they know your dedication and your craft, they pull you out. And that's where we get a lot of our things. Dark Harbor, we actually got 6 years ago, I want to say, they ran a ad on Craigslist. And our co-captain found it, and she was like, hey, Burdetta, is this a thing? And I was like, let's go see. And her and I came, and there were a lot of performers, but we're really big sticklers on safety. So we kind of like took the reins and made sure that everybody was being safe. And through that, Dark Harbor made us the captain and co-captain of this event.
All right, we are back on the 5, and we are going to head this time to El Paso, Texas. The year is 2016, and we're at Forbidden Acres. This is another interview, and the reason I like this interview is very similar. It gets to the heart of community and family and what it means to bring all those pieces together for Halloween. Because Halloween's about community, isn't it?
My name is Mary Jean Ayler, and we're at Forbidden Acres Haunted House in El Paso, Texas.
How does it make you feel to watch your kids work on this project and you all be together?
It's actually really amazing to watch them, because, you know, they're old already, you know, that my youngest is 16. But to watch everything that they've learned that their father is teaching them, because he knows so much construction, they're there learning. I mean, my oldest son, he devised everything from the computer, the maze. That was him by himself. He's like, I got this great idea, I'm going to build a maze. And he got on his computer and he did it. And then he got out there and he built it. And that was just, what a proud moment for me. But to see all of my kids come together to make this such a big thing for everybody so that their friends can come and be here. And they do, you know what, they can be out, and they can be out partying in the weekends, and they're not. They're over here with us, and, oh, you know what we can do? Let's do this over here. I got a great idea. You know what? I had this bad dream. Let's put that in there. Stuff like that. It's just amazing to see that. And to see, you know, my elderly sister who's 60. She's going to hate me for that, but but to see her running around and be all excited. And the same thing with, you know, my mother-in-law, just distraction and giving everybody something to do and looking forward to it. Yeah. You know, my mom's 84. She comes here. She'll sit there and just go, ugh. And that's enough to scare anybody. Yeah. So everybody together, watching everybody, what they're doing, what they've accomplished, and how we're growing, and all the ideas. It's been amazing. What does it for me is that they go in there and they're like, what the fuck is that? That's the big thing. What? What is that? I can't even believe. And they're just huddled in a place, and they're so scared they can't even move forward. I love to see that. Yeah. And when they call sissies, they're like, I'm a sissy. And they haven't even gone to the worst parts of that that we know are worse than what they're calling a sissy. There was a kid that, you know, they know the sissy word. We tell them that's what you have to say so that we can get you on. And there was a kid that said, I am a pussy. And we were like, no, mijo, it's a sissy. He's like, no. Sarah, that's a true story. So that, when they're
like,
really scared.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for. We want them to be scared. That's what we're here for. We want them to go have an experience that they've never had here in El Paso.
You want that fun, scary.
Yeah, absolutely. I want them, and I want them to have fun. I want to see them come out, and I want to hear them laughing and talking about what a great time they had, and they couldn't believe it, and that's what we hear. They walk out, and they're all laughing, talking about it, just going to their vehicles, and that's amazing for me. That's just great, hearing them talk about what the best part was.
For our next stop, we've had to fly over to Buffalo. And, you know, Buffalo has seasons and they have a lot of Halloween goodness. But this is one time where I got myself lost in a maze, but not the haunted attraction kind, the real corn maze.
I'm here at the Maize, M-A-I-Z-E, and we're here in Buffalo. Emily is a native from the area, from Buffalo. And she has many memories of the corn maze, and we're capturing her trip through the corn-filled memory lane.
I used to come here a lot as a kid. It was really fun. All my friends would come. What we always liked about it is that it was a reasonable price for something that could occupy your time for a couple hours. You'd get lost in the maze. You didn't know where to go. And it was really just fun to be around a bunch of other people, really worth the money, you know, especially when you're a kid. You have, you know, maybe $20 a week if you're lucky. Only downside is mud. We are in Buffalo. Buffalo has weather. And when it gets muddy, you get very muddy.
Tell me about tell me about the romantic experiences that you've had in the maze.
You make out in the maze. That's what you do. When I get older and I have children, I'm cool with this as a little teen date spot because, you know, the teens can have their privacy and have a little bit of something, but also there's enough people looking around that they're not really going to get up to hanky-panky. I know. I tried. It doesn't work. There you go.
Oh, my God.
We die today. This was Emily Louise Rua. I love my family.
Okay, here we go. This has only been 5 minutes of recording. I don't know how people do this for hours.
From Buffalo, we are ending our trip to the past. Where else but in Orlando? The year is 2016, and this is Busch Gardens Howl a Scream. Now, this video, I'm going to take you on a walkthrough of The Sandman, which in 2016 was their new premiere maze. Now, here's the thing. They invited me out to the media night to do this recording, but I don't think they understood that haunters don't really get scared in mazes. Instead, we spend the entire time checking out all of the effects and critiquing the actors. So walk with me through this maze, and I bet you'll definitely recognize some of my haunter comments as we go through.
Guys, thank you so much for coming out to Howl a Scream. Right now, we're standing in the lobby of Motel Hell. A little bit about Motel Hell. This has been stuck on Busch Gardens property since the beginning. We've tried to knock it down a bunch of times. We send demolition crews in here to try to clean it out, because obviously we want to do something with this space. But they come running out telling us it's haunted every single time. I'm too afraid to go in, so I need you all to go in and tell me what happens, okay? If you scream too loud, maybe I'll come and save you if I can. You ready for a good time?
Yes.
Have fun.
I really like that one.
Ah! like this because you feel like they're going to come at you from all sides at all times?
Coming!
No vacancy! Time to chop some heads, Philip.
They use my name.
Oh, man. Have the range to get to.
Help me! Come in line!
Excellent.
Did I get you? A little.
Almost.
Okay, a little.
A for effort.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Guys, thank you so much. You've made it to the halfway point of the house, and we want to save something for it to be a surprise when you come back and visit us. So we'll stop right here.
No trip through Halloween Past would be complete without stopping off at Universal's Halloween Horror Nights in Orlando. The year is 2019, and here are some of my favorite clips from last year's event.
You will be left behind. The power of vanity is spreading, my dear. And remember, you needed us far more than we needed you.
How would you do that, ladies and gentlemen?
Now that we've taken a trip through Halloween Past and remembered what haunting is and what it means to everyone, it's time to take a look at what haunting looks like in 2020. The next series of clips I'm going to play for you are on location this year. Our first stop is Zoo Tampa for Creatures of the Night. Walk with me through the darkness and take a listen to some of the creatures they have here.
Hi friends, welcome to the Spider Realm. Have fun!
My name is Little Pumpkins and I smash pumpkins!
2020 has brought some new haunts, and one of the new experiences is a dual experience called The Dark Seance and Tunnel of the Damned. You can get the tickets as a package, which is what I did, and the package includes The Dark Seance, which is a dinner experience, followed by Tunnel of the Damned, which is a short walkthrough at the Orlando Forum. I'm not going to ruin the surprise for you, so of course I'm going to edit these clips, but sit in with me first on the seance as we channel some spirits.
Once our seance begins, it is imperative that we are all absolutely quiet and that you follow my instructions exactly. Okay. I apologize, everyone. Now this isn't an exact science, but it's very important that everyone in the room concentrate, okay? Even one non-believer can prevent us from building a bridge and connecting with the other side. So please, everyone, focus deeply. Turn your attention to the very back of your minds. You hear because you are a vengeful spirit. Okay, yes, you're giving me lots of energy, so you're not answering me, though. Can you share with me, are you here to do us in the room harm? Turned from whence it had started.
Now let's walk right next door and see if we can escape the tunnel of the damned.
You seem like an individual I can trust with gathering data and information in order to help proceed our mission. You're pointing at the individual that does not have a recon device on his person. That is not what I want to see. The one most well-equipped is the least confident. That is not what we like to see going into a war zone. Hopefully, after this debriefing, you will feel more confident. If you do not, well, God help your soul.
Listen up! I am only going to say this one time. My name is Lieutenant Rodriguez. I am not here to be your friend and hold your hand through this little adventure we have planned for you. I am here to tell you about the dangers you are about to face. During the time that the portal to New York has been open, I have seen things that before getting this shitty duty, I would have considered unbelievable. First, we had to deal with zombies. Then we had to deal with biker gangs. Now it appears that we have the good fortune to deal with zombie biker gangs. That funny to you? After sweeping the island and clearing out the undead, the biker gangs banded together and took over the island with extreme force. I did not like that. Upon issuing a warning to those still in attendance that we would be delivering enough firepower to blow the hair off a cockroach's balls at 50 paces, we made good on that promise. New York is burning. Now, thanks to the finite wisdom of those up the chain of command, we have more fires to put out. In short, New York City is going to hell, and quickly at that. Your job is to move through and look for survivors. Check that. Your job is to move through and look for survivors who do not want to eat you. Keep your mask on if you know it is good for you. Touch nothing. Touch no one. You do not know where they have been. Understood? All right, get a move on through that door.
You heard the man. Take your recon device and head to the left. To the left. If you head to the
where have you been? We need to get to safety. Stick together. Follow me. They're coming from everywhere. Stay close.
They got smarter and they're coming faster.
Find a place to stand. Before the tunnel opens, follow me, stick together, and they'll set a movement, that's what they want. Follow me, it's gonna be a tight squeeze, but we can do it! I'm so sorry, guys, we have to go home. Watch
this, guys! Listen, you can't be here, it's not safe! You have to get to the subway! Keep quiet and follow me, we might be able to sneak around them!
For our last stop this evening, I'm taking you to Sir Henry's Haunted Trail in Plant City. Walk with me through one of their mazes. Feel how amazing it is that this is happening in 2020. There are still people being scared outdoors in this haunted trail. Halloween never dies, and it'll be back next year stronger than ever.
in your life!
I'm going to go to the next one.
Well, our trip through Halloween past and Halloween present has come to an end. I hope you enjoyed walking with me through all these different memories and on location visits. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend and give us a review. Those really do help. And come back tomorrow for our Halloween special. I can't wait for you to hear it.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network podcast.